Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, my friends, we're at Fort Bears Casino in Newtown, North Dakota. We have a busy show. We're going to talk about what's happening at Fort Bears. They have Dwight Yoakam coming up. Tickets go on sale May 12th. So get that on your calendar. We're going to talk a little bit about what's happening at the casino in the pandemic era. We also have Mark Fox, chairman of the MHA Nation, for most of the second hour today, talking about oil and gas, talking about the Biden administration, and maybe a role that MHA Nation could have there. Also, the importance of the DAPL pipeline and the role that they have played in letting the judge know, this Boasberg judge, who is, I mean, bound and determined to shut down the Dakota Access Pipeline and deal the ultimate death blow to North Dakota's takeaway capacity, whether it would be enforced or not, whether or not it could be overturned in court, whole nother deal. We're going to talk with him about all that. But they have intervened in a forceful way, even against their fellow Native Nation, Standing Rock, to say, you can't harm us like this. You can't harm us like this. So we're going to talk about all that. Kevin Flynn, shotgun today. Super producer Chris here. And I'm thinking, Kev, we should just get to the phones and whatever it is that concerns people that they want to talk about today. We do a little radio graffiti. One minute only, and just let them go. You up for that?
I am. Chad in Fargo wants to comment on the city commission meeting going on. Chad, what's on your mind?
Hey, guys. Can you hear me all right?
Yep.
Yeah.
You can hear you loud and clear. And by the way, Chad, before you start your 1 minute, I just want to tell folks, get in queue and go. 800-228-0550. You can also text me at 701-367-2054, or you can call Kevin at 701-271-1100. All right? So radio graffiti to the bottom of the hour, 1 minute, 1 minute only. Chad, on City Commission, Fargo, go.
Yeah, I just want to bring up the clip you played of Wes Villamy. He said he thinks the police are doing a good job. I don't think they're doing a good job. I was there. He was the one he was referring to. I said the police aren't doing a good job, neither is the city commission. They allowed a guy to say, or call white people white trash, and I asked them to apologize, and I said, no one's going to take you seriously until you treat all communities the same. But as far as the black community goes, you know, they got police body cams now. That's not helping the black community. You know, you got Vox reporting out there. Vox.com says these body cams, and we even see with the Chauvin trial, these body cams aren't the end-all, be-all to get someone convicted if they did something wrong. It all depends on, you know, the jury, I guess, now, and our judicial system. So I would just encourage everyone to go to the city commission, say they should apologize to the white community, and there needs to be more done than just body cams. And they used COVID money for that, by the way. But thanks for your time. I love the show. Have a great day, guys.
There's a lot to respond to there, but I'm not going to because I want to keep going with the calls. A lot of things people are concerned about here, you know, whoever said, you know, white trash, whatever, obviously has free speech rights. But if I were sitting on the city commission, I'd go, whoa, hard stop there. Wait a minute. Let's keep this respectful. Let's, you know, Arlette Preston started this. She's a Fargo City Commission member. She thought it was a good idea just to let people vent at city commission meetings. And it's been overtaken by Black Lives Matter and people that are full of hatred, and it's sad to watch. It really is. But I don't think we can run around and say, you know what, we have free speech rights and you don't. I'm tired of people getting offended at every little thing. I don't think we should get offended at every little thing. I think when people talk like that, it says more about them than it says about us. That's all I'll say. Kev?
Agreed. Yeah. Absolutely agree.
Who's next? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Text me, 701-367-2054. Here's a text. When are we going to know whether Governor Burgum is going to sign or veto the Planned Parenthood NDSU bill. CNEDI, I believe is what they call the end of the legislative session, resets the clock on the time the governor has to sign or veto bills. So whenever that happened, I want to say last Thursday, he has 15 days. There is a memo that has been circulating related to that issue that was signed by the chancellor of the university system and the board chair of the university system, a fellow by the name of Nick Hacker. Nick Hacker has been a board member for a long time. He's a good guy. He has been a servant leader in many ways in the business community, in the legislature, and in the, his time on the higher ed board, okay? And his time, I believe, is wrapping up as chair of the board. I think his intention in that memo, which really was first sent to the House and then sent to the Senate, and the same memo essentially regurgitated for the governor, is to say, here's all the pitfalls that we're worried about. I don't see it as a reason for the governor to veto it, but he could use it as a reason to govern, to veto the bill, because it says we're worried about academic freedom, we're worried about, the accreditation of the school, we're worried about the enforcement clause of this. If I were king for a day, what I would do is say, Dean Bershani, president of NDSU, you own this. You own screwing with the taxpayer-funded entity known as NDSU in battling this for 10 years, in not taking seriously a signed letter from 90 legislators saying they want this partnership to go away. And it became the hot potato for the last number of sessions, and Yana Murdahl, a fearless member of the state Senate from Edinburgh, North Dakota, Park River area, has fought tirelessly on this, and she finally got tired of the games Dean Bershani was playing with us. And Dean Bershani should make it go away. He should go to Governor Burgum. He should go to legislative leaders and say, let's come up with a compromise here that doesn't risk accreditation. And by the way, every higher ed leader I talk to says something like this. The accreditation isn't really in jeopardy, but we have to be viewed as really fighting for academic purity and standing up for these things. Otherwise, accreditation is risk. They can check that box. They've fought for 10 years. Okay, they can check that box. It's not a risk. It's being used as a red herring. All right, and I'm hearing that from higher ed leaders and many, many people. A lot of people want this to go away, and it is Dean Bershani's problem to fix. Dean Bershani owns it. Dean Bershani has been tone deaf. Dean Bershani has been arrogant. And if you ask me, Dean Bershani should no longer be president of NDSU. No matter how good he has been as a leader, no matter how many wonderful things he's done, he has dropped the ball on this big time. And now it is a mess of everybody's, the governor, does he veto it? Then he's never seen as a pro-life governor again because of the Planned Parenthood partnership. Supposedly the partnership with NDSU expires in November. So some people say, just let it die. I say, the governor needs to sign that bill, and legislative leaders need to clean it up in the interim before the next session to make it go away. That's what I know. I think a lot of things are happening behind the scenes. If you're a prayerful person, I pray that Planned Parenthood is no longer doing business with NDSU, the number one abortion provider in the United States. The curriculum that they're doing is abhorrent. It's darn near pornography. We don't need it. Make it go away. So there's my unvarnished comments. Who's next, Kev?
We have Beth in Harriet, South Dakota on Double Standards. Beth, what's on your mind?
Hi. I have quite a few grandchildren that are part Native. I am white. And we also have adopted children that are half Mexican. The thing I don't like is it's okay for the grandchildren's other parents to give them Native Pride items, but yet if we white people say Native Pride, then we are supremacists. But yet all these other races can say Native Pride, Black Pride, and all that, but nothing happens about that. I definitely am not racist. I am not a white supremacist, but yet since I was born white, no one can help what they are born. And another thing is, since I have a minute, the thing about the police officers, I had someone vent on Facebook about police officers not picking up garbage. And I told them, I said, that's not really their job. And then they were like, well, they give you a ticket for going 5 miles an hour over the speed limit. And I was like, well, the speed limits are there for a reason. And also, I had a friend that is a police officer that just stopped me not that long ago. And he was, like, apologetic for writing me a ticket. And I told him, I was like, please don't apologize for doing your job. I was in the wrong, and you had to write me a ticket, you know. So it's really sad that these people are so against the policemen doing their jobs, even for writing tickets. I mean, if you're going 5 miles over the speed limit, you're breaking the law, you know. So I guess that's about all I want to say is those two things.
A lot of wisdom in Harriet, South Dakota. Amen, 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 I say to you. Thank you very much. And speaking of South Dakota, Mitchell, South Dakota, Monday night, doors open at 4. Event starts at 6. Joe Piscopo is going to be entertaining the crowd. And Eric Metaxas is going to speak. Mike Lindell is going to speak. Brandon House is going to speak. All about frank speech. Free speech is alive in Mitchell, South Dakota, the Corn Palace. Get tickets. We'll be there.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing.
Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps it coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to ramjacknorth.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Some history behind this.
It's Cinco de Mayo, baby.
Oh, okay. See, I would have pegged that for polka music.
Oh no, that's Texas Tornadoes. Yeah, no, that's that is to the core Cinco de Mayo music.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to get back to the phones in a minute. We have graffiti today, which is radio graffiti, we call it. It just means give us your best minute on whatever you want to talk about. We never have enough time for the great callers of What's on Your Mind, so this is your shot. Anything on your mind, we just let you go for a minute on whatever you want to talk about. 800-228-0550. I'm taking texts at 701-367-2054. Todd is taking texts today. He's in the studio. Not on the air today because he's the VP of, I think, iHeart Worldwide, isn't he, Kev? Isn't he Worldwide?
Yeah, I believe he's global, yeah.
Yeah, they keep giving him promotions, so he's just, like, unbelievable. And by the way, Todd yesterday was taking a bunch of arrows because of an ad somebody heard on K-Fire. And the ad was some anti-beef ad that was not something that K-Fire 550 or iHeartMedia Bismarck Mandan sold. Just to explain this briefly, all of us in the radio business take programming that doesn't originate from outside. I mean, from within, right? So like the Rush Limbaugh program, as an example, or some of the evening programs, or even Trent Lucia's show. You take something like that, and in return for the programming, those people sell ads. And so corporate entities have access to the radio time on K-Fire, on the Flag 1090, on the Flag 1100, and on KLTC. And we can't say, nope, we don't want that one. Nope, we don't want that one because they have the airtime and they sell it, okay? So somebody heard an anti-beef ad, and all of a sudden they start taking on K-Fire. We're going to ban K-Fire. We're done with K-Fire. Todd, you know, we're going to shut you off. And I got the same text, and they said, well, let's see here. You got Scott Bachmeier, a rancher, doing the Farm and Ranch Report on K-Fire. You got Trent Luce, probably the most famous person in the Midwest, defending farmers and ranchers. You got Scott Hennen doing What's on Your Mind. You got Todd Mitchell. So if you want to ban K-Fire, then just get ready for each of us to go away one by one. Stupidest thing you can do. Now, if you don't like what you hear, you can go to that organization and say, you fake meat, impossible burger, you know, idiots, let me tell you about the benefits of meat. Direct your ire at them. Don't direct your ire at us, because we're not your enemy here. We are powered by MyPillow and people like MyPillow. And Mike Lindell, a unbelievable entrepreneur, sells the best pillow, the best robes, slippers, moccasins, sheets, blankets. His book, his life story, is a game changer for anybody that's ever had an addiction. This is a man who had a crack addiction, who had 19 near-life experiences, who paid for his crack and stayed alive by counting cards, because he had a brain that was unbelievable. He was actually cut off by his crack dealer because he said, Mike, you shouldn't be on crack. You have a great brain. You could do wonderful things. And his crack dealer cut him off. Think about that. The book is called What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. So it's a great book. And when you buy it for $7.95, half the proceeds go to fight for election integrity, and for his Lindell Recovery Network. If you haven't watched Absolute Proof yet or Absolute Interference, your patriotism is in question because it is the story of Election 2020. That's why Mike Lindell fights for us. That's why we want you to support him. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Who's next, Kev? Let's go back to the phones and open phone time with 1 minute, 1 minute only.
Lines are wide open right now. 800-228-0550 is the number to call. Wide open.
Said no one ever.
Yeah, right.
On what
take advantage.
Home. Right. Texter says, Scott, I appreciate that you answer your text, but who owns Bobcat? So the original text from this person said, Bobcat of South Korea. We talked about Bobcat yesterday partnering with Justin Moore and doing a really neat contest. And I said, this is a North Dakota-made product. And so this texter obviously disagreed and said Bobcat of South Korea. Well, Bobcat is owned by Doosan. It is a South Korea company. But Bobcat employs a lot of people in North Dakota. Bobcat started in North Dakota. That's where the Bobcat name came from. Okay? So the texter is pushing back on me regarding it being North Dakota made, saying who owns Bobcat? All these local companies that are selling out to the big corporates are turning into liberal whack jobs, and you know that's true. I don't know that's true related to Doosan, because I've not seen Doosan change anything about Bobcat. And I think the listeners of this program know me well enough to know I'm going to say what I think. I'm not going to mince words about anything. I like Governor Burgum. I voted for Governor Burgum. But I spent time on this program on the mask mandate, on the transgender issue, and now on Senate Bill 2030 related to Planned Parenthood, saying exactly what I think. And it's the same thing I would tell the governor if he was on the phone with me on a private conversation or we are nose to nose at some reception. You know, I that's just who I am. That's how I'm built. So please don't think that I'm sugarcoating anything. Bobcat doesn't spend one penny with us, but it's a North Dakota company, and I'm glad they're here. I'm glad they're here. Texture says you should get this guy on for a guest. This guy being a link that he has sent me to. Who is it? We welcome anybody in the way of guests. So I appreciate that. I just can't open the link they've sent me, but it's something to do with boxed beef. So I'll check that out. Thank you for that. And Kev, you pop in whenever ready to go to the calls. 271-1100. 800-228-0550. Let's see who's next. If you go on ndresponse.gov, it tells you that the fire index of that day. Yesterday I was passing through a county, I won't say which one, and the fire index was high enough to warrant no outside burning, i.e. burning fields. That being said, there was a fire. I called to report it as a concerned citizen. When I called the dispatch office, 911, they said they decided to let people burn that day. I referenced her to the website and said it is not allowed. Where I'm going with this is you can't trust the website and ndresponse.gov because county 911 officials aren't following what is put out on the website. I guess my issue as a citizen, when you look at the ndresponse.gov, it says no burning in a specific county, you can't trust the website. I saw a pretty good-sized fire off I-94 yesterday. I don't remember if it's east or west of Jamestown, but it was pretty close to Jamestown. And I'm like, that can't be a controlled burn, and what a bad idea. And there actually was one south of the interstate, pretty good size, and also a ways north of the interstate. So I don't know if that's the one this listener is talking about, but, yeah, I get it. Another listener says you should interview Bobby Pitten. It'd be nice to compliment to your Absolute Proof series. I don't know who Bobby Pitten is, P-I-T-O-N, but we always welcome your comments on this. We always do. Another text says, my grave concern is no investigation of voting machines in North Dakota by a third party with all the corruption around the USA. North Dakota legislatures should have stood up like they did in New Hampshire. Why were they screwing around with machines till 4 in the morning in Cass County? Somebody else asked that yesterday. And we're going to get some answers. Appreciate it. Another text, the issue is not that you can't trust websites. It's that you can't trust the government. Well, there's something to that, too, isn't there?
There is something to that. We got Ron and Mandan and Kevin in Barnesville. You guys are up next. Kev, you're on deck on What's on Your Mind. We'll get you guys coming up next.
For years, Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. You go to hatandsons.com. You'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Vice President Kamala Harris was in Milwaukee on Tuesday, but several Wisconsin Republicans say they wish the vice president had gone to the U.S.-Mexico border instead. The critics include U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, the Republican from Wisconsin. Quote, happy to have her visit Milwaukee, but she really ought to inspect the crisis President Biden created at the border. End quote. Fatalities have been confirmed after a small plane crashed into a Hattiesburg home Tuesday evening. Hattiesburg, Mississippi Police Department said they were notified of an aircraft crash about 11:20 local time Tuesday night. Once at the scene, emergency personnel confirmed that the small civilian plane had crashed into a home. The Federal Aviation Administration has been contacted to investigate the crash. The National Football League will release its full regular season schedule for all 32 teams in a week. The 2021 schedule will be released on May 12th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hey, baby, ¿qué pasó? No que yo era vato. Hey, baby, ¿qué pasó?
It's Cinco de Mayo, man. Come on.
Come on, baby, been kind.
That's what it is.
You were just out at the border. You should know this. Texas tornadoes.
Well, it just sounds like polka to me.
Well, no, this is actually Tex-Mex, they would call this, kind of the Tex-Mex music.
I see.
Having spent a little time in San Antonio, it's a Cinco de Mayo standard to play some tornadoes.
Oh, is it really? Okay.
Yep.
Well, I'm just going to trust you on this thing.
All right.
And I love Cinco de Mayo. I remember we used to celebrate Cinco de Mayo at school when I was a kindergartner. Laverne, Minnesota had a few packing plants. And so there was a strong Hispanic community down there. And I spent my kindergarten year down there. And then I think it was a Catholic school. I remember that. Jose was my buddy. Me and Jose were good. And I remember he got picked on a lot. I don't remember why, but this is actually my first memory. I remember sitting in a desk in that school. I can see now my teacher, who was a nun. I can see her now. I don't ever recall her using a ruler, so that was a good sign. But I do remember Jose getting picked on, so he was my buddy. Isn't that something? What's your earliest
memory? Yeah.
What's your earliest
memory? Oh, man. Speaking of Hispanic friends, in San Antonio, my two best Hispanic friends were Richard Smith and Steve Hahn. Steve had a German dad, and his mom was Hispanic, and Richard had his dad was Smith, and his mom was Gutierrez. So, they both were completely Hispanic, absolutely looked Hispanic, both spoke fluent Spanish, but Smith and Hahn were their last names.
That's amazing, but it's funny how you, I mean, at kindergarten, I wouldn't think you'd normally have the cognitive ability to realize, hey, why are they picking on this kid?
Right.
And I want to be his friend. It just is bizarre to me that I remember that. And I have to tell you, you know, some people won't believe this. I say, yeah, right-handed conservative talk show host, you hate anybody who's not white, you know. I never have. I've never seen color.
No, right?
I get culture. But I've never seen color, and I think
and we were raised on content of character, not color, Scotty. I mean, that's all seems to be lost on newer generations.
And if I see somebody, again, I don't care what color, race, or creed, and, you know, there was a woman last night, yesterday afternoon, after the show, I was leaving the studio, and there was a woman, I believe she was Native American, and she was on rollerblades, and she was outside the studio when I left, and she said, hey, would you ever have a water? I'll pay for it, but I just need a water. I'm like, yeah, I'm leaving, but you go in there and tell them Scott said to give you a water. She said, really? I'm going there with my rollerblades? I said, absolutely. I don't care. Going there with your rollerblades. And she came out a minute later as I was back in the car up and said, thank you so much. You know, like, hello? You know, if you can't give a water to somebody that needs a water and you sit there and say, I don't know what they're going to do to me. I'm gonna do... And then you're not living a very good faith walk. You're not, So anyway, I'm not preaching here. I'm just saying everybody that we encounter is made in the image and likeness of God. Doesn't mean there isn't evil in people, because evil exists in this world. And sadly, there's cold stone hearts, but I'm not going to be one of them ever. God willing, anyway.
I got a question for you.
Well, we got to go to these calls that are waiting. You said we had two people waiting.
We got to get our buddy Steve Robertstall has got a deed. How's your trail boss? Your trail boss from Pucklitz running?
I love it. I still have my Explorer, you know, and I really park that most times and drive the trail boss. It's a Silverado. It's incredible. It really is. I just love it because it can go anywhere, and I love having a pickup bed. I was dropping off stuff this weekend at the recycling and loading up cardboard. We're getting ready, of course, for the grad party, so you're putting tables in it, and it's got the back seat that'll flip up so I can put all my equipment I'm on the road. And I love it. What's he got today? What's Steve got?
Steve, what's the deal today?
Today we're going to highlight a 2018 Chevrolet Silverado. It is a 1500, what we call a double cab, so it is not the full crew cab, but the smaller back seat, but the longer 6.5 foot box. A little harder to find these trucks now, but a very nice one-owner truck with only 37,000 miles on it. It is bright red in color. It's called Red Hot Metallic. It is the LT cloth version with power seat, backup camera, remote start, the 60-40 split bench seat in front. A nice local one-owner trade. Today we're going to highlight it at normal price of $32,995, but we'll knock a grand off and put it right at $32,000.
And metallic red.
The red, I know. I heard that, I'm like, ooh. Now, the 2018 is a sharp-looking truck. I have a 2020, which is the new body style, but I have to admit, when I see a 2021 going down the road, it's hard to know, but... I'm like, ooh, I love that one, too. But I'm a Chevy truck fan. Pucklitz, North Dakota's home for Chevy. This one's in Valley City. So you can check that out on Main. Give them a call. Check out their website, PucklitzBuickGMC.com. Tell them Scott sent you. Who's next to go on Radio Graffiti at 271-1100 or 800-258-0550?
Kevin is in Barnesville, Minnesota, about the Bobcat issue. Kevin, what's on your mind?
Yeah, Scott. I've been running Bobcats for 50 years, and I'm sad to see it was bought out from a company out of states, but a lot of this stuff is made out of the United States.
Yeah, I mean, it is, unfortunately. It's just that's the deal, but it's still a good product. You still love it. You're still using it, right?
Yeah, I'm sitting in it right now talking to you through Bluetooth.
Well, God bless you. And now they got the zero-turn mowers, and they got the utility vehicles, and they got, more of the utility tractors, and I don't know. What's not to love? Now, again, born here, designed here, and, I'd rather have a South Korea company own it than it be in a financial position to compete globally and it move somewhere else, right? I mean, that happens, too. So,
I just soon... have it made there than in China.
Microsoft's a good example. I have friends that work at Microsoft. I'm not a big fan of the company overall because I think it has a woke culture like there's no tomorrow. And I see they're now objecting to the Texas voter ID law because you'd never want voter ID laws to be in place. It actually would make sure that people who vote should be voting, right? I mean, why Microsoft would object to that, I have no idea. It's just the world in which we live in, right? But I like the fact that 1,000 employees or so call North Dakota home that work for Microsoft. It's a company that you can like or not like, but they are employing people here, and I understand it's the most efficient operation in all of Microsoft. Their second biggest campus outside of Redmond, not the main one, but their off-campus site is their second biggest, and it's in North Dakota. and they like our work ethic. So you know, I just think that's a good thing rather than jobs leaving North Dakota. So,
Bobcat was started in Rothsay, Minnesota.
I'm very aware. I love that story. I've told it on the air before. It's one of the great stories. Started in a garage, you know, with a couple of brothers putzing around trying to, you know, replace the wheelbarrow. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Love it.
It wasn't Bobcat then, but they took their loader to the Minnesota State Fair, and, you know, the folks that were in Gwinner noticed, and all of a sudden they said, well, we need kind of a you know, a catchy name. So that's when the Bobcat name was born. But, you know, Sil Melroe and, you know, the Logring family, and, you know, there's great stories there. There really is. Appreciate the call. Kellers, actually, were the brothers down in Rossay, and, of course, a great Keller married a great guy by the name of George Logring, and their innovation continued in many other ways. It still does to this day. It's pretty cool. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Love hearing from Barnesville. Who's next, Kev?
Ron and Mandan on Bobcat as well. Ron, what's on your mind?
Yeah, say, a little story on the Korean purchase of Bobcat. In 1953, the barber across the street from our bookstore was in Korea in the Army, and Billy Graham went to Korea to the CO Club, and only 8 troopers were able to go into these thing in the CO Club, and he was one of them, and he came to Christ in 1953 in Korea under Billy Graham. About a year ago, I took an article about Billy Graham's visit to South Korea over to him. It was about 13 pages. He was just joyful and gleeful looking at those pictures and things. And then now he died about 6-8 weeks ago. But now move forward about 10-12 years ago. You guys have heard of Steer Incorporated here in Bismarck?
Absolutely, yep.
They had the South Korean children's choir come perform for Steer. When the thing was over, the producer or the conductor turned to the audience and said, because you sent Christ to Korea, we are here to bring Christ back to you. I'm asking each one of these children to come and give each of you a hug, and we all wept.
Wow. That's a great story, Ron. Give me a plug for your bookstore. And by the way, you have to stop sending me books.
But Huntington Books in Mandan, 105 3rd Avenue Northwest.
Because, number one, he sends me books, and I have to read them, and I don't have time to read them. And I'll buy them all day long. He sends them to me, and I send him a check. And I love them.
Yeah, you'll love this new one coming.
What are you sending me?
The Edward Snowden Permanent Record.
Wow. Yeah, so if you're in Mandan, you got to go to Huntington Books. And
thank you.
I love bookstores like this. Dane Ferguson is doing this, too, now in West Fargo, Grand Forks. And I forget where else. He's got 3
Bismarck,
locations.
Yeah.
Oh, he's in Bismarck, too. And, you buy a book, and then they give you a used one for free. And that's America. You know, that brings you back to locally owned and bookstores you can just get lost in. I just don't read as much as I should because I just don't have time to. But so just stop sending me any more books after this, but thank you for the books you sent, Ron. I appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks. Bye.
You bet. You want some more text, Kev?
They do.
Texter says, piggybacking off the lady that was talking about Native pride and such, I agree there's a double standard. It does not stop there. It's prevalent in gender as well. I believe we all have rights as citizens and are equal under the law. My issue is women's groups, especially in government roles, that grind my gears. Do you see groups of men advertising for men's rights? As I said before, I believe in equal rights, not extra rights. Yeah, we got to get out of this class of people deal. You know, we really do. We're all this groupthink.
Absolutely.
All this groupthink is ridiculous. We're people. We're people made in the image and likeness of God. And, you know, if you start saying, well, I'm rights for this group and rights for that group and rights for this group, you just spiral out of control. You spiral out of control. And then where does it stop? You know, look, I am of the biblical belief that God made man and God made women to procreate and have families. Since the beginning of time, I don't doubt people, despite being born a man or a woman, had different feelings, had different attractions. That's fine. We live in a free country. You have a free will. Why in the world do you have to fly a rainbow flag and lead with your sexuality? I'll never understand it. There's another group. I just don't get it. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, you know, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got 5 tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's help them build back, because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see, and the people. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000, JuvenTours.com, JuvenTours.com, and it'll help you find your family with that map. JuvenTours and Travel, 237-9000, JuvenTours.com.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at Petra Serve USA today. And I talk about the home cooking, grab-and-go convenience a lot, and there's good reason for that because the food's just incredible. I call it comfort food. It's just fantastic. By the way, they have a 4-for-4 special. They make hot stuff pizzas better than anybody. I mean, they're like the best gourmet pizza you ever had. They're hot. They're fresh. They never let them just sit around in the shelf forever. They just don't do that. They're hot. They're fresh. You get the pizza, the 2 homemade cookies, and a 20-ounce drink at most of their locations. The caramel rolls are to die for. To die for at PetroServe USA. And when you fuel up, you're going to do the lowest price ever. Look for unleaded 88. That's the one I fill up with. Helps the cornfields and the oil fields. So it's a win-win. It comes from Marathon. It comes from PetroServe USA, and it comes from Senex. That gives them all kinds of buying power at Valley Dairy locations and PetroServe locations to get you the best deal. PetroServe USA. All right. We're going to Moorhead next, and then we're going to talk to John Hinderacher from the Center of the American Experiment. I see that our friend from Moorhead here wanted to talk about lake life, Kev, in our radio grade. Oh. You got a minute.
Okay,
Mike, go ahead.
Quickly. Okay. Oh, quickly, before I talk about the lake life, how come you guys are running commercials telling me to wear a mask and to social distance?
I talked about this earlier related to the beef thing. We don't control every advertisement on our air. So, for instance, the Rush Limbaugh program or the Sean Hannity program or the Mark Levin program, a certain amount of our payment to them is in commercials. And then they have people sitting in New York and San Francisco that go sell things to other entities. So the mask money, by the way, is your the mask ads you're hearing are taxpayer dollars at work to big corporate entities, and they are not benefiting us one penny. We're not selling that time. We don't sell it to them. And every time I hear it, I want to veer off the road. So
exactly.
No, if you don't want Mark Levin or Sean Hannity or Rush Limbaugh or those on, we could do away with that, but it comes with the turf of a certain amount of programming. Hope that explains it for you.
Yeah. Okay, I guess. Well,
30 seconds left. Go.
Okay, as far as my comment about the lakes go, how long do you think it's going to be before they start calling life at the lakes white supremacy?
And you think that's
I think that's out of the question. What do you think that can happen?
White privilege, yeah.
Yeah, let's first of all, nothing would surprise
white supremacy.
Me. Nothing would surprise me because it, everything's white supremacy right now. Everything's white privilege, right? So add that one to the list, and no, you're not talking crazy at all. I would also add, look what the Facebook Oversight Board did today. Donald Trump permanently banned on Facebook. But I can go see Iran America haters on there all day long. So I'm glad Facebook did what it did because it'll be the death of big tech and any kind of privilege that they have, and they do, with governance and their legal status of not being able to be sued for some of the crap that's put there. So I'm glad. But I take your point. Appreciate the call. John Hinderacher, Center of the American Experiment, is here. One of the great thinkers of the Upper Midwest. We always enjoy our conversations with him. He had Laura Ingraham down in the Twin Cities this week, and I was up in beautiful, between Stanley and Newtown, North Dakota. Talked to my friend Danita Bai and her husband Gordon, and they had a big group watching the event. And, John, they were raving about it. They were raving about your conversation with her. They were raving about Laura. They were raving about the passion that was in the room. And it was a good day for the center, wasn't it?
I mean, it was good for a lot of reasons. I mean, Laura Ingraham did a terrific job, gave a great speech, really, really urging people to get involved, you know. Run for the school board. Run for the city council. I mean, we need activism at every level, but especially the grassroots level. But I'll tell you the other thing. You know, your caller was just asking about commercials telling people to wear a mask. Last year, you know, to back up, our annual dinner is a big event. Typically, we'll draw 1,000 people in a huge ballroom. You know, it's just wonderful to see all these conservatives lined up, you know, tables and tables of them. It's great. Well, last year, we did not have an annual dinner. We postponed it twice. Eventually, we had to do the whole thing remotely. It was virtual only. And this year, we did the best that we could under the draconian constraints imposed by Governor Tim Walz. So we did it at the Omni Viking Hotel down in Eagan, next to the Minnesota Vikings practice facility. And we had 400 people in the house. We had a main ballroom, and then we had kind of an overflow viewing room, and then we had suites that were full of, you know, 15 to 30 people per suite in the hotel. And so altogether, we were able to get about 400 people there live and then another somewhere between 1,000 and 2,000 watching online. But one of the things that just jumped out at me, Scott, is how happy people were to be out, how happy people were. It was just people were just giddy that they were there in person. They were just so glad to be able to go out and live a normal, spend a normal evening, you know, talking to other people, you know, getting back toward normal life. So I think that made it really one of the most fun events we've ever put on.
And really, the annual dinners they do, the speakers they attract are phenomenal. What's funny, by the way, what you described has been going on in North Dakota for, I'd say, at least 6 months, maybe eight, where, okay, we're back, and people are gathering, and I just weep for Minnesota. I absolutely weep. I weep that there will be a ballot question, for crying out loud, of whether or not we want to not call a police department or a police department. It's just, it's so sad, but that's why you're needed. Tell folks
how they can... Scott, as you know, we had a big campaign last fall in support of law enforcement in Minnesota. We put up 63 billboards, among other things, in the Twin Cities. We're about to relaunch that campaign. It's going to be a little bit different, a little different twist, but it's fundamentally going to be the same, and that is support law enforcement in Minnesota.
What a novel concept. Support this entity, folks, with your hard-earned dollars. AmericanExperiment.org, you're doing great work. More coming up.
Attention farmers. Steel prices are on the rise, and Gateway Building Systems is here to help. We currently have rock solid bins in stock, and you can get them at pre-steel increase prices. Gateway Building Systems is the number one Brock bin dealer in the USA and provides turnkey convenience with factory direct product, complete design services, and in-house construction. Take advantage of these rates while supplies last. Go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Hi, this is Joel Fisher with People's Home Equity Mortgage located in Fargo. Are you looking to buy your first home, upgrade to start a family, or downgrade now that you're empty nesters? I can help you get pre-approved so when the time comes, you are ready to go. We have a variety of loan programs for all situations, and you may also qualify for our Homes for Heroes program as well. Call me today at 701-367-2434. Again, Joel Fisher with People's Home Equity Mortgage, NMLS number 1552467.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.